You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Community Radio.
Oh, yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time once again for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Peanut butter in my chocolate, and chocolate in my peanut butter. Nope. What do we got for you today? Well, you know, I was trying to think up some kind of a theme we could go with today. Like any kind of a theme. I didn't care what it was. It could be weather-related, and I couldn't think of anything, so I don't know what we're going to do. What? No, we won't do that. We're going to figure out something here shortly. Stick around. It'll be well worth your while, I'm sure, here tonight on the Twang Trust.
Winnipeg, this is Allison Moore, and you're listening to the Twang Trust Song of the Summer on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Goodbye, so long, fair weather. This time I'm gone forever. Should've seen it coming from a mile away. Guess I wasn't counting on a rainy day. As soon as I could swear the sky was falling down, you were out of there before it hit the ground. Get out of town. I'm alive.
Ah, yes, last year's Song of the Summer, Alison Moore and Fairweather from her album Getting Somewhere. Getting Somewhere is a wet proposition today. Oh, boy. Hope you're having more fun than I had getting to wherever you're going. So, yeah. It's raining. I did a rain set a while back, and it wasn't raining all that much. And now it's raining like crazy, and I'm not going to do a rain set. Sorry, no rain tonight. Yeah, we're just going to ignore the rain. Maybe it'll go away if we ignore it. That's my plan. Ah, the Twang Trust. Here it is. What are we going to do tonight? Well, you know, every CD you look at pretty much has got a dog song on it, doesn't it? Where are all the cat songs? There's not enough cat songs, but we got a couple for you here. And we're going to send it out to the Swoos.
They come from, but they sure do come. I hope they're coming from me, and I don't know how to do it, but they sure do it good. I hope they're doing it for free. They give me cat scratch fever, cat scratch fever, cat scratch fever, cat scratch fever. Well, the first time that I got it, I was just 10 years old. Got it from some kid next door. And I went to see the doctor and he gave me the cure. I think I got it some more. They give me cat scratch fever, cat scratch fever, cat scratch fever, cat scratch fever. It's nothing dangerous, I feel no pain. I got the train. You know you got it when you're going insane. It makes a grown man cry, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Pussy purr with the stroke of my hand. They know they get it from me. And they know just where to go when they need the loving man. They know I'm doing it for free. I give them cat scratch fever, cat scratch fever. They got a bad scratch fever. All the cat scratch fever. I'll pet that cat there, honey. Oh, now move that cat out.
At the show, and the whole situations could have been avoided if I only shut the window. And I may be leaving myself open to the murder of a heart attack, but I'm leaving the back door open till you come back, till you come back. And I may be moving myself closer to a real untimely. Yeah.
Why don't you ever wanna play? I'm tired of this piece of string. You sleep as much as I do now, and you don't eat much of anything. I don't know who you're talking to. I made a search through every room, but all I found was dust that moved in shadows of the afternoon. And listen about those theater songs you sing. They're not helping anything. They won't make you strong. So we should open up the house, invite the tabby two doors down. You could ask your sister if she doesn't bring her basset hound. Ask the things you shouldn't miss. Tape hiss and the modern man. Cold War and card catalogs. To come and join us if they can. For girly drinks and parlor games, we'll pass around the easy lie of absolutely no regrets. And later maybe you could try to let your losses dangle off the sharp edge of a century. Talk about the weather or how the weather used to be. And I'll cater with all the birds that I can kill. Let their tiny feathers fill. Since the day you brought me home, I know you're strong.
CKUW 95.9 FM and the West End Cultural Center presents Greg McPherson, Thursday, July 19th. Local troubadour Greg McPherson is on the road a lot these days, so it's always a treat when he plays Winnipeg. He'll be stopping by the West End Cultural Center for a special one-night-only performance featuring one solo set and one backed by his band. Doors at 7:15, show at 8. Tickets are $14 in advance, on sale now at the West End Cultural Center, Ticketmaster, Into the Music, and Music Trader. This is likely to be Greg's only Winnipeg show this summer, so get your tickets early. And remember, there is no fear in McPherson. Left it at home.
All by yourself, but you're never alone.
I have built a tree house. I have built a tree house. Nobody can see us, 'cause it's a you and me house.
It's Wiggle, Giggle, and Munch, a time for parents and children to have fun together through active play, games, action songs, and enjoy a healthy snack. All parents and their children ages 1 to 4 years old are invited to this drop-in program provided by the Helping Hands Resource Center for Immigrants Incorporated. Wiggle, Giggle, and Munch is being offered at Knox United Church, 400 Edmonton Street. every Thursday from the 26th of April from 9:15 to 11:15 a.m. The program is free and includes free babysitting for infants. For more information, call and leave a message at 478-6670.
I've been swimming across the lakes just to find this perfect place. I got lost into the woods.
Welcome back to the Twang Trust here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. It's almost 6:30. And what did we just hear? We heard our cat set. We heard the Weaker Thans, of course, Local Heroes, from their last album, Reconstruction Site. A new one coming soon. Coming soon, indeed. We heard Plea from a cat named Virtute. And then we heard the Rolling Stones from Sticky Fingers and Bitch. Sounded like a classic rock station there for a minute. Sorry about that, but had to do that. That set was in honor of our little kitty Swooze. And she was that. She was that song, if she was anything. At least half the time. And the other half, she was the sweetest little thing. You wouldn't believe it. She ate watermelon. Our cat ate watermelon. Can you believe that? Crazy. The old 97s. And that's the ultimate pet song, if you ask me. Murder or a Heart Attack by the old 97s from their album Fight Songs. And we started it off with Hayseed Dixie and a little number they like to call Cat Scratch Fever. Yes. We'll miss you, Swooze. So, this next song we're going to play, boy, everybody's covering it these days. It's nuts. It's coming out in all sorts of forms. We played it, was it last week we played it or the week before? Oh, Susanna covered this song on her brand new record called, whatever it's called. I don't have it in front of me. I can't remember. Short, is it Short Stories, I think? I think that's what it's called. She covers this song. Gillian Welch covered it on her DVD that came out just a couple of years back. She covered this song. And then I just was reading the other day, there's a CD coming out from our old pals Green on Red. They're putting out a BBC collection thing, live on the BBC, recordings from, I guess it was the late 80s, stuff they did over there on the radio, and they're putting it out on CD in about a month's time, and on it will be their cover of this song. So it's like everybody's covering this song. So I thought, what the heck? Let's play the original. Yes, here he is, Mr. Bob Dylan, from the soundtrack to the movie Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. This is Billy number 4.
There's guns across the river about to pound you. There's a lawman on your trail like to surround you. Billy, they don't like you to be so free. Camping out all night on the veranda. Walking the streets down by the hacienda. Up to Boot Hill, they'd like to send you. Billy, don't you turn your back on me. There's mirrors inside the minds of crazy faces. Bullet holes and rifles in their cases. There's always one more notch and four more aces. Billy, and your plan. Laying around with some sweet senorita, into her dark chamber she will greet you. In the shadows of the mesa she will lead you. Billy, and you're going all alone. They say that Pat Garrett got your number. So I sleep with one eye open when you wonder if every little sound just might be thunder. Thunder from the barrel of his gun. There's always another stranger sneaking glances, some trigger happy fool willing to take chances, some old whore from South Pedro to make advances, advances on your spirit and your soul. The businessmen from Taos want you to go down. So they've hired Mr. Gant to force you to slow down. Billy Dunn and Mercury feel so low down. To be hunted by the man who was your friend. So hang on to your woman if you got one. Remember in El Paso once you shot one. Up in Santa Fe you bought one. Billy, you've been running for so long. Gypsy Queens will play your grand finale way down in some Tularosa Alley. Maybe in La Rio Pecos Valley. Billy, you're so far away from home. Billy, you're so far away from home. Billy, you're so far away from home.
You will search, babe, at any cost. But how long, babe, can you search for what is not lost? Everybody will help you. Some people are very kind. But if I can say think I am odd, if I say I'm loving you, not for what you are, but what you're not.
Everybody will help you discover why you set out. If I can save you anytime, come on, give it to me. I'll keep it with mine.
same old spot again. The conductor
listen to the lovely and talented Stu on Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9. Winnipeg is so cool.
Oh, baby, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to let you go. Just gone.
I'd say she's ready. Patty Griffin from her brand new record, Children Running Through. Still my favorite album of the year so far. And I think you know why if you listen to that one. Oh, boy. Oh, tasty, tasty, tasty. Before that, who was that? Who was that doing our third cover of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire? That's our third weekly installment of the new segment here on the Twang Trust. We're doing I'm on Fire covers every show for the foreseeable future. So if you ever wanted to guarantee yourself airplay on the Twang Trust, if you're in a band or something, just cover that song and get me a copy. I'm going to run out sometime before 2012 for sure. So, yeah, there you go. We heard Luke Doucette and Kathleen Edwards there doing I'm on Fire. Crazy, huh? Sorry it didn't have a beginning or an end, but that's what happens on YouTube sometimes. That's where I got that from. It was from YouTube. They did that somewhere. I don't know where. It didn't really say it. It said the name of the event they played in. It didn't say what city. I'm assuming Ottawa. But, yeah, Luke Doucette and Kathleen Edwards. Kathleen was on violin. Pretty crazy, huh? Yeah. Before that, Oh Susanna, and the Bob Dylan song she did on her last album, I'll Keep It With Mine. Yeah, she does Billy on her new one. We heard Bob Dylan doing it all himself. Yeah, he wrote it. We'll let him sing it once in a while. Yeah, from the soundtrack to Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. That's what we heard at the top of that set. Ah, this Patty Griffin record. Boy, that song, huh? You know, that song, believe it or not, that we just heard there, that Patty Griffin song, Getting Ready, that song has already been covered. Can you believe it? Yeah, and we're going to listen to the cover of it. It's on. I'm playing this next set just to annoy this guy named John Conquest. I mean, he's not going to hear this, but just in a spiritual sense, I want to annoy this guy because he's an annoying fella himself. So I'm annoying him back. I don't know. You don't know who he is, so I'm not going to get into this. But anyways, if you've seen the cover of this month's issue of No Depression, you've seen this lady. Lady, she's a kid for Pete's sake. She's like 12 years old or something. I don't know. She was on that show Nashville Star a couple of years ago and didn't win. But she's probably amounted to more than anybody who's ever been on that show. Miranda Lambert. Now we're going to be like a commercial country station. We were a classic rock station a little while ago. Now we're a commercial country station just for a few minutes, though. Just for a few minutes. And there's a reason. It's funny. I was reading this article on Miranda Lambert in the new No Depression and talked about a song on her first album called Kerosene. And when I first heard this song, I thought, wow, I kind of like that song. I mean, it was a commercial, you know, country song. And you don't hear much of that, you know, is all that palatable these days. But I heard this song and I thought, hey, that's actually kind of a cool song. And I listened to it another couple of times. And I thought, you know why I like that song so much? Because it sounds exactly like I Feel All Right by Steve Earle. That's why I like it so much. And it turns out I wasn't the only one who thought that, because after the song had been out for a little while, it had been pointed out to Miranda so often that she actually gave Steve co-writing credit to the song. And Steve's making a dough off of it now. And it's probably a good thing, because you wouldn't want to get on Steve's bad side, would you? Would he actually sue somebody for doing that? Probably not. But you don't want to take your chances. And Miranda was good about it. She totally fessed up, says, yeah, absolutely, I ripped it off. And, you know, she gladly gave up half her dough. And what the heck? If you've never heard the song, which you quite possibly have not, well, here it is. Here it is. We'll play this, and then we'll play Steve back to back. And see what you think. See if it's justified. And then we're going to hear something from Miranda's brand new record called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And she actually covers that Patty Griffin song. So, and she covers like Gillian Welch and Susanna Clarke on here. So, you can't fault the kid. You can't fault her heart for sure. Here she is from her first album, title track to Kerosene.
Oh, Wait a minute, Twang Trust, that's on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
Out from my papa's son wandering out a smoking gun. Some of you would live through me, then lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away. Huh. And I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. Bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands. Conquerors and concubines and conjurers from darker times. A betrayal and conspiracy, sacrilege and heresy. And I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. Alright, I feel alright tonight. Dream. I ask you questions, tell you lies, criticize and sympathize. Yeah, but be careful what you wish for, friend, 'cause I've been to hell and now I'm back again. I
from her brand new record, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. That was Miranda Lambert's cover of Patty Griffin's Getting Ready. Yeah. Not often you find a song covered in the year it was released by the original artist. But that's the case there. Before that, I Feel All Right, Steve Earle does. Or he did when he put out this record back in, back when I could read type that's 3 points in size. 96? Is it that old? Holy moly. Yeah, Steve Earle, I Feel All Right, title track. And another Miranda Lambert cover before that. Although she called her version Kerosene. So, yeah, I think quite justified there, giving Steve half the royalties on that one, huh? I think so, yeah. Well, what do you know? Time for the entertainment guide.
CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
If this entertainment guide is so famous, why didn't it have its picture on bubblegum cards? All famous things have their picture on bubblegum cards. Anyways, time now for CKW's entertainment guide. Famous or not, is brought to you by Into the Music. They're famous. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The entertainment guide is heard 3 times daily. Hey, it starts this Saturday. What starts this Saturday? GarageLand starts this Saturday. 4 weeks of garage sale radio here on CKUW. Every Saturday in June, tune in to hear live citywide garage sale reports. Having a garage sale? Well, call us with all the info, and we'll let everyone know about it. Call in your finds all morning at 774-6877. Yes, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. GarageLand, brought to you by Rogers Wireless, Air Source, and the Winnipeg Free Press. Yeah. So, the Ellis Street Festival is coming on this Saturday. Yes, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The 8th annual Ellis Street Festival. It's an opportunity for members of the West Central community to take back an area of Ellis Avenue and celebrate the diversity and vivacity of the neighborhood. There will be main stage performances by the D-Rangers, Pip Skid and Nestor Windrush, Billy Joe Green, and Nathan. Additional activities include a community barbecue, jazz on wheels, bounce houses, arts and crafts, street hockey, basketball, and much more. That's this Saturday, the Ellis Street Festival. Right out in front of the West End is where it's happening. That's the general area. So also, wow, this Saturday, it's the Run for Rights, brought to you by CKUW. We're proud to present the 6th annual Run for Rights. Raise money in support of Winnipeg organizations working for social justice and human rights. Walk, cycle, run, wheel, or blade. It's happening at Kildonan Park this Saturday. Registration happens between 8:30 and 9 a.m. and the start time is 9:30. So go do that, won't ya? What else do you want to know about? Let's see what's happening over at Times Change High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Tomorrow night, Bill Bourne is in town. Wow, there's something, huh? Bill Bourne and Adrian Sala opening that show up tomorrow at Times Change. Doors open at 8:30. Show starts at 9:15. An early show because all of Bill's fans are old. Yeah. Tickets are $10 for that one. Friday. It's coming up. The very first Times Change show for Winnipeg's only rock and roll band, the Hazy Pilgrims. Yes, they'll be there this Friday, along with the D-Rangers. And Saturday, the D-Rangers are back, along with After All These Years. That's at Times Change High and Lonesome Club this week. Next week, it's exciting too. Dustin Benthall and Rami Mays will be at Times Change on Thursday next week. And then They run away for a day, and they come back on Saturday, and they play Candor Books and Music, an earlier show. Yeah, how about that? Then it's Father's Day on Sunday, June 17th, and you know what else that happens then? You know what other day that is? It's Lucinda Williams Day. She'll be at the Jim Cale Theater along with special guest Kelly Jo Phelps, Sunday, June 17th. There's like 7 tickets left. Get them while you can. Friday, June 22nd, the Jazz of Winnipeg Festival starting, and James Hunter and Jackie Green will be at the Pyramid as part of that there 2007 Cool Jazz Winnipeg Festival. Tuesday, June 26th, Fred Eaglesmith and the Flying Squirrels at the West End Cultural Center. $20 at Ticketmaster will get you in. Dolphins Country Fest coming up June 28th to July 1st. Featuring this year, oh my goodness, Ridley Bent, Hayes Carl, the Bebop Cowboys, Washboard Hank, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, Dustin Bentall, Rami Mays, Cor Blunt, Prairie Oyster, the Swifties, the D-Rangers, Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, the Perpetrators, the Duck and Jess Band, and country music legends, Nazareth. Yes, Dauphin, Manitoba, on the Canada Day long weekend. Let's see, Hayes Carl and Rami Mays will be at Times Changed. You can see Hayes if you don't want to go all the way out to Dauphin. And, of course, the Folk Fest is only a month away, July 5th to 8th. It's going to start drying up soon, I hope. Like that. I hope it dries up just like that. Just like that Entertainment Guide music dried up. I sure hope so. Boy, oh boy. Lots of great stuff at the Folk Festival this year. Of course, Randy Newman. Has he ever been to Winnipeg? I don't recall him ever being here. I'd have probably gone. He was probably here like in the early 70s or something. I don't know. But to my knowledge, he's never been here. He'll be at the Folk Fest this year along with Todd Snyder, who has never been here. Los Lobos, who have been here 1,000 times. Elliot Brood, who can't be here often enough. Tim Easton, the Flatlanders, Leo Kotke, Carolyn Mark, Chris Smither, and many, many more. And John Fogarty at the MTS Center, July 26th. That's it. If you need more entertainment than that, you have far too much time on your hands. Okay. Now, there, I have 3 CD players in front of me. One of them is queued up to play a song, and I don't know which one. I don't even know which song it is. What was I going to do? Oh, yeah, I know. Let me see. I'll probably be able to figure it out. I figured it out. I'm such a professional. Son of a bee. We were just talking about this. Times Changed. High and Lonesome Club. Friday night. Oh, it's going to be nice to see these guys there. That's where they belong. Winnipeg's only rock and roll band, the Hazy Pilgrims. They'll be there with the D-Rangers, and it's all going to sound like this.
Skyline was on fire, saw it on TV. They said she was pissed and she was headed northerly. Maybe hell's not all that dry.
pulpits filled with sermons of Noah and the flood. Some of impending apocalypse, ours just filled with mud.
Hey, this is Rami Mays, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
His taillights flickered as he pulled up to the truck stop. The same old crowd was hanging out again tonight. He said, fill up my tank while I go check my load. Feels like it's shifting all around. He was the kind of man who'd do all he could. Above all, he had integrity. But he was so young on a 10-city run, in love with a truck stop girl. He went inside. He was merrily greeted by a girl who he was in love. She held out a glass and said,
why don't you have another?
This is last time we can meet. The head piled up high and a look in her eye that would turn any good man's blood to wine. All his eyes could see, all his eyes could see was the stare from all those around him. Truck stop girl. Just go, can I have another shot of rain? I kind of feel like the drinking until it all feels like a drink. But it's not that I'm down. Well, my heart is full of holes. I just want me another. I got no gig, so I won't be perpetrating. But that's not gonna stop me from going out and celebrating. The 14 Ellis bus, it takes me right to the times change. Music from the bandstand says it's time to get deranged. Just go. Until it all feels like a dream. But it's not that I'm down. My heart is full of holes.
two. There goes three and there goes four. Well, if I had four more, I just might bump into the floor. But tonight I'm in the mood just to let the good times roll. So grab that frosty bottle from behind you, Johnny Scholes. Josco, can I have another shot of beer? I kind of feel like the drinking until it all feels like a dream. But it's not that I'm down. My heart is full of holes. I just want me another shot of beer, Johnny Scholes. I just want me another shot of beer, Johnny Scholes.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
CKUW 95.9 FM, Assiniboine Credit Union, and the Manitoba Government and General Employees Union present the 6th annual Run for Rights. Help raise money in support of Winnipeg organizations working for social justice and human rights. You can walk, cycle, run, wheel, or blade the 5 or 10 kilometer route along the Red River on Scotia Street, running between Kildonan Park and St. John's Park. Join us for this year's Run for Rights on Saturday, June 9th, 2007 at Kildonan Park. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. until 9 a.m., with the run starting at 9:30 a.m. To register and receive the complete list of organizations participating in this year's Run for Rights, please call Janine at 475-3816 or email runforrights@mts.net.
Hit the big white drum, pal.
Hit the big white drum, gal.
Hello, everybody. We're here to say, tune in for some bluegrass, 4 to 6 Tuesdays.
Ah, welcome back to the Twang Trust. Oh, we just spent a little while there at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. We heard something from the brand new Perpetrators album called Tow Truck. A little number called Josco, which I believe is about the Beagle, who you see running around there at the Candor Books and Music Store. Yeah, he's a cute little dog. I'm glad they wrote a song about him. That's nice. We heard some cat songs earlier. There's a dog song for you. Before that, the D-Rangers from their second album called We Stay High and Lonesome, and a cover of Little Feat's Truck Stop Girl. Yes, indeed. J-Rod on vocals there, yeah. And the Hazy Pilgrims kicked that set off with the big hit, High and Angry. And I bet they'll do that one this Friday night at Times Changed when they make their debut appearance there. Yes, the Hazy Pilgrims and the D-Rangers, Friday night at Times Changed. Be there. All good-hearted folk will be. So what are we going to do next? Should I play this song? This song here, wow, I just came across this song the other day, blew my mind, let me tell you. Not that it's a particularly great, awesome piece of music. I mean, it's decent. It's worth hearing. But just the fact that I came across it, I hadn't heard it since, 1981. It's the last time I witnessed it live. Should I tell you this story? This story might take the rest of the show. We got 40 minutes left. This story is going to take at least half an hour. Do you feel like listening to a story? We got time, sure. Sure, this song, well, here. I have to put this thing, this whole thing in context. It's 1981. It's 1981 and I'm on a train to Toronto. What am I doing on a train to Toronto? Well, of course, there's only one thing I could be doing. I'm going to see Bruce Springsteen. Yes. Second time it'll be for seeing Bruce. I had seen him in October of 1980 in Minneapolis, and here I am a few months later on a train to Toronto. He's doing two shows at Maple Leaf Gardens, and I don't have tickets for either. Quite depressing, actually. But I'm going anyways. And it's good because I got the train ticket for free because my dad worked for CN. So I schmoozed a ticket out of him. Didn't cost me nothing to get there. And it's good because it was going to cost me something to see the shows. I mean, tickets, cost price of these tickets, back in the day, it was like $13.50, I think, if you can believe that. But, of course, it was sold out. Toronto's a big Bruce town, and it sold out. And now you got to think, 1981, how old was I? Was I 18? I guess maybe I had just turned 18. And, frankly, I was the dumbest 18-year-old you'll ever meet. I mean, you meet 18-year-olds now, and you think they're dumb. Well, they're not as dumb as I was. But I was going. And see, the thing is, 1981, that's before the internet and all this stuff. That's even before I started doing my fanzine and writing to people. I didn't know anybody who was into Bruce. I didn't know anybody who had ever seen him. I didn't know how these things worked. You know, how do you get tickets to a sold-out show? I had no idea. I had heard about scalpers. You hear all these things, though. You know, all I knew was what you'd read, all these legendary things going on about, oh, yeah, sold out Bruce Springsteen shows. Tickets to New York went for $1,000. You hear these nightmare stories. So I was expecting the worst, although I didn't have $1,000 to spend. I think I had like $100 budgeted for these two shows. And I thought, well, hopefully I can find a scalper and get tickets to both shows for $100. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was hoping. But I didn't know anybody. I didn't know nothing. So I take the train to Toronto. It's like a day and a half. I get there. It's early in the morning when we pull into Toronto. It's like 8 in the morning or something. So nothing's happening yet. So I check out the newspaper. I see if there's any ads in the classified section selling tickets. And there's a bunch. And I call each and every one of them. And anybody I find has already sold them. Tickets are gone. Oh, depressing. So I figure, well, it's like, you know, it's like 9 o'clock, right? It's nothing happening. Early in the morning, figure what the heck, I'll go walk by Maple Leaf Gardens. Everything's downtown in Toronto, which is kind of nice. So I walk by, and of course there's nobody there except one guy. There's one guy standing outside Maple Leaf Gardens. And, you know, I mean, I've just been on a train for 2 days. I'm feeling lonesome. I figure, oh, here's a guy. Maybe he's a Bruce fan. Maybe I'll go talk to this guy. And he comes up to me and he says, hey, you got any tickets? And, you know, me being an idiot and all, say, oh, I wish. So, you know, the portrait is painted for this guy. Here's an idiot who wants a ticket. And so he says, oh, hey, you know what? Hold on here. I might be able to get what you want. Just stay right here. So he goes running away, and he comes back a few minutes later, and he's holding a ticket. And he says, I had to pull some strings, but I got you one, man. I got you the last one. But, you know, it's kind of pricey. These things are pricey. It's going for like $75. And, of course, I mean, I was an idiot, right? What do I know? I don't know anything. So I bought it. I bought a $75 ticket that was being sold for $13.50. And, I mean, I wasn't going to get into the show. The show was that night. I didn't have a ticket. You know, what do you do? What do you do? So I bought it. I got it. It was a real ticket. You know, I didn't get scammed or anything in that regard, which I would later in life, but that's another story. Yeah, $75. And the ticket turned out to be crummy as hell. It was all way up in a nosebleed section, you know, like three quarters of the way back. I mean, it was a supremely crummy seat. Later on in the afternoon, of course, I go walking by the same locale, and there's millions of guys out there, and there's thousands of scalpers, and, you know, I have $25 left for a ticket for the next night. And I ask, you know, what can I get for $25 for tomorrow? And they just laugh at me. And then in order to rub it in, they say, $25, we can get you a ticket for tonight, but not tomorrow. So that was a little depressing. You know, the first show was fine. I mean, I sat in the first set in my crummy seat, and then in intermission, I snuck my way down onto the floor and had fun right up at the front of the stage. But you could do that in those days. Remember those days? Those were good days. But the second night, of course, the night after, I didn't have a ticket. And being the idiot that I am, I didn't get in. Of course, the next day, the day after the second show, I'm reading in the papers about how, you know, how much tickets were being scalped for, and the fact that you could actually go in and buy them at the box office because they just released some. And me being an idiot, going to a sold-out show, didn't even think to go to the freaking box office. Ugh. Very depressing, very depressing. But there was a little glimpse of brightness that second night. After I realized I wasn't getting into the freaking show, looked in the paper and seen in the entertainment listings who's playing the Alma Combo that night, none other than famed pub rock sensation from the UK, Eddie and the Hot Rods. Remember Eddie and the Hot Rods, right? Punk rock, well, they were sort of marketed as punk rock, but they were really a pub rock band. They had a couple of smasheroos back in the day. Teenage Depression, remember that one? That was a good one, huh? Yeah. And, well, they're playing Toronto that night, so I figured, well, I'm not getting into Bruce. I'll go see Eddie and the Hot Rods. How bad could it be? And it was fine. It was fine. I mean, there's, you know, everybody was at Bruce, but there were a handful of hipsters checking out the Hot Rods, and they were good. And halfway through the set, what song do they do? Side one, song one, from the river, The Ties That Bind, for Pete's sake. Here they are covering Bruce, mere blocks away. Bruce is doing it himself. Crazy, crazy. So I don't know what all that means. But the thing is, here I am, just mere days ago, looking around on the old entry web, and Eddie and the Hot Rods, The Ties That Bind. It's come out as like a demo rarities thing in the last few years. And who knew? Who knew? And the weird thing is, it says in the skeletal bit of information, it says it was recorded in 1979, which is a full year before the River album came out. We're getting curious here, huh? Anyways. This song, this story has gone on for like 17 minutes or something, so I should probably just play the thing. I should probably play Eddie and the Hot Rods version of Bruce Springsteen's Ties That Bind.
It's a time. Charles Apple from the DBs, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yo.
I will fight. longing for a home in the heart of the city. Now I'm stepping on the street, and I'm sniffing at the air. And I'm looking for a lover, I'm looking, looking everywhere. Maybe a man with a chance, out here clickety-clack. It's a girl, my lord, I see you stop, check, turn and double back. I'm looking for a lover in the heart of the city. I'm looking everywhere in the heart of the city. Checking on me, they know a bird in the hand is worth two on the street. They're checking on me in the heart of the city. I said the heart, heart of the city, heart, heart, ooh yeah, heart, heart of the city, heart, heart.
Oh, it sure sounds like new wave to me, Nick Lowe. From his first album, The Jesus of Cool and Heart of the City. Before that, one of the Groovies' greatest grooves, their greatest groove, in fact, Shake Some Action from the Flamin' Groovies. Before that, Dave Edmonds and the Trouble Boys from Tracks on Wax 4, and we kicked it all off all the way from 1979, Eddie and the Hot Rods and their version of Bruce Springsteen's The Ties That Bind. Yeah. And don't feel too bad for me about that story, but missing Bruce on the second night. After Eddie and the Hot Rods was over, I went back to Maple Leaf Gardens and hung out in the rain with a couple of people, and we got to go into Bruce's dressing room and hang out for a while. So there. Yeah, it was worth it. It was fun. Yeah, it's true. I've been in Bruce Springsteen's dressing room. Honest. Hey, we just heard Nick Lowe there. Nick Lowe, believe it or not, finally, has a new record coming out this month. The 26th will be the day it drops. It's called At My Age. And wouldn't it be nice to have an advanced track from that album to play for you now? Well, we've got some brand new music in this set, actually. We're going to hear from Bright Eyes, the new Bright Eyes album. We're going to hear something from them. Last album, Bright Eyes had Emmylou Harris sitting in. This album, he's got Gillian Welch sitting in. So keep an ear open for her on the Bright Eyes track we're going to hear. Then we're going to hear from North Carolina's Avett Brothers from their brand new record. And we're also going to hear, believe it or not, another old guy, Ian Hunter. Ian Hunter has a new album out, and wow, is it good. We're going to hear a dad rock classic from his new album. But start this set of new music off. Here he is from his new album, At My Age, Mr. Nick Lowe.
I love the sound of breaking glass.
Oh, well, yeah. Guess what? That's not from his new album. That's from an album he put out like 47 years ago. Oh, my goodness. That's far too upbeat and peppy for Nick. He's a crooner now. Did you know that? He's a crooner. And we're going to listen to him croon. From his new album, At My Age, it's Nick Lowe.
People are remarking on the change that's come over me. It can be explained very easily. Out of the blue, someone's come into my lonely world, and now I'm walking tall. And if even I can find someone, there's hope for us all. I had a reputation as a stay-at-home so-and-so. Could
'Cause when my friends would call me up and say, let's hit a club, I'd tell them no, 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 no. I must admit there were times when all I ever did was climb the wall. Oh, oh, oh. But if even I can find someone, there's hope for us all. Oh, if even I can find someone, there's hope for us all. Even in my darkest hour, there was still a light somewhere, letting me know by its glow that I'd find comfort there. I walked a lonely street, there's hope for us all. When all I ever did was climb the wall. But if even I, a feckless man who's thrown away every single chance he's ever had, can find someone to check his fall, there must be hope for us all. Whoa.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Emmy Lou Harris, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
She was a real royal lady, true patron of the arts. Said the best country singers die in the back of classic cars. So if I ever got too hungry for a suitcase or guitar, to think of him all alone in the dark. So I laid some nights beside her in a bed made for a queen. She said I kissed her different, that all the men her age were mean. Gave me anything I wanted, oh the generosity. I took all that I could, it was free. Now the skies are torn up denim, and the clouds just splattered paint. It's a room I'm renovating, it's a name I gotta change. If I get out of California, I'm going back to my home state, to tell them all that I made a mistake. And I keep looking for that blindfold faith, lighting candles to a cynical saint, who wants the last laugh at the fly traps in the windowsill tape. You can go right out your mind, you're trying to escape. Something, then it's best to be afraid. The whole world that loves you, if you're a chic chameleon,
intersect in circles. She could hang with anyone. When conducting business, she would lie about where she's from, saying life is how it is, not how it was. I learned to listen, felt like I was back at school. She talked forever about the phases of the moon, saying everything's a cycle, you gotta let it come to you. And when it does, you will know what to do. Without even knowing, I guess I took up her advice, painted a front door that seemed to seal a book goodbye. It's not that often, but I think of her sometimes. Just something quaint, a couple ships in the night. And they keep moving at a glacial pace, turning circles in a memory maze. I made a new cast of the death mask that's gonna cover my face. I had to change the combination to the safe. Had it all behind a wall that people wait. And never trust a heart that's so bent it can't break.
She thinks she can, living within a lie. She thinks she can, but nobody knows what lies behind the days before the day we die. Try to hide the sun, but say goodbye to everyone. You can try to swim the sea, and you can try to hold the breeze, and you can try to hide the sun, but say goodbye to everyone. And you can try to swim.
Andre Escobedo from Austin, Texas, here at the Wimberley Folk Festival, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
Right, let's chat a bit more action. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
From Mr. Ian Hunter. Yes, Mott the Hoople dude himself. Ian Hunter and his album Shrunken Heads. We just heard I Am What I Hated When I Was Young. Yes, indeed. Fine stuff from Ian in his old age. Yes, indeed. All brand new music in that set. We heard before that from the Avett Brothers from North Carolina. A little thing happily titled Die, Die, Die. That's from their album Emotionalism. Before that, Connor Oberst and Bright Eyes from their Casadega album, brand new in stores. A little number called Classic Star, Classic Cars, featuring the vocals of Ms. Gillian Welch on that one. And I would say it's a safe bet to say this is album cover of the year, this Bright Eyes album. You see it. First thing you think is, oh, what kind of stupid thing is this? It's just like gray, you know, noise on the cover. And then you open it up, and in the little pocket, you get your spectral decoder. You get your spectral decoder out, and you put it on top of this gray noise, and there's little pictures everywhere. It's so cool. It's so cool. So even if you hate the music, you have fun with the package. It's great. And at the top of that set, Mr. Nick Lowe. Yes, Nick Lowe from his brand new album, At My Age. I'm not sure what age that is. He's up there, old Nick. But sounding mighty fine, like a fine old wine. Hope for us all from Nick Lowe. Yes, indeed. And, yeah, that'll do it for the Twang Trust tonight, I believe. Yes, it will be. Although what the heck, we'll fit one Rain song in. Here they are, going back to the second album from Rank and File. the Kinman Brothers, and a little number called The Sound of the Rain. Time to go. A couple minutes past 8. Al is standing by to get you wrongly wired. And I'll be back next week. We'll be practically upon Lucinda Williams' Eve next week here on the Twang Trust. Won't we? I think we will, yes. So be prepared for that. Big time fun coming up next week here on the Twang Trust. Get you primed for that and other things. Now, until then, just remember, the light at the end of the tunnel is you.
Then move the trees, the copses nod, wings flutter, voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale, all armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Said the lonesome pilgrim, far